And just for fun, on the way out, I hope you enjoyed this little presentation. I talked about other tools to use, like Band in a Box and GarageBand and all this. Right now, I happen to have in front of me a Loop Station, and I also have a Digitech Trio, which one of my students lent me. I don't own this, but thankfully he lent it to me. The Loop Station is one where you can play stomp on the beginning of a phrase and the end of a phrase. So I got Amy in my head. So if I play, and if I stomp 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 stomp again, if I make like a two bar loop, then it should repeat what I play. Here we go, 1 2 3 4, and that's a loop. You can't tell on your, that's a pretty good loop. Now I'm used to this, so that can be a practice unto itself, is, you know, making a loop. It's not as good as a metronome, but if you're going to buy, you know, more fancy stuff, this can also be a useful practice tool as well. It's called a Loop Station. There's one by Digitech and there was one by Boss, and I'm sure there are countless others. This one just happens to be the Boss one, but I also use the Digitech one on solo gigs, and now I can solo my heart out on this. Adjust the level of the rhythm track too. Now, suppose I wanted to make that an absolutely perfect loop. I could also put there's a metronome part of this thing on here. I can put the drum beat on and make a perfect loop out of it. So I'm gonna set my tempo. My tempo was ding, ding. I could tap my foot to while I'm playing. 1 second. I could tap my foot. Alright, so there's my 4-4-3-4-1. Wait, actually this is set in, hang on 1 second, let me set this in 4. It's obviously in a different time signature. 1-2-3-4. And so there's my 4-4-3-4-1-2. And now I'm gonna step on the loop. 2-3, and here I go. Even if there were some variations in my strum, this is now a perfect loop because I did it to the unit's metronome. And I can even store this. It has 10 or 11 storage features of it. You know, the loop I did before might have sounded perfect, but I'm sure it wasn't, you know, exactly perfect if you measured it out or something. And it was a short loop, so it was pretty easy to, short loop and it was an easy chord progression, so it was pretty easy for me to get near perfect on that. But this, using a metronome makes it absolutely perfect. And now I can solo to this to my heart's content. So, either with the metronome or without. Put the metronome on. See, I started relaxing a little bit into the rhythm and it started sounding better. Here's with the metronome itself. And then this other little gizmo called a trio is where you play the chord progression, and then the little computer in here gives it a bass and drums, and there's different settings. I'm going to set it to country, see if we can get a country flavor, and I'll just play my same little progression, and it'll automatically hear it and see what it plays back. Wait, hang on. I don't think I did it right. Hold on. Here it goes. Can you hear that? All right, now I can jam all day. I hope it was entertaining and insightful for you. Give me some feedback when next time I see you. And keep rocking out. I'm not advocating, by the way, one of these products. I'm just giving you a little food for thought that once you build your rhythmic strength with the metronome, then you can start using these toys with a lot more efficiency and effectiveness than you could otherwise. Otherwise, you could be struggling for hours trying to get this loop right. You know, because your time is unreliable, and then you're not really practicing, you're just trying to get a technical device to work. You know how machines are, they're wonderful, computers are wonderful, but when they don't work, it's really, really frustrating. And then a lot of the times, when it comes to music, it can be a human error that influences what's going on. So, you understand what I'm saying. Have fun and take care.